Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electric, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, July 14th. An internal data leak shows that Tesla is seeing a spike in COVID-19 exposure, primarily at the Fremont factory in California, where Tesla employs around 10,000 people. Electrek obtained internal data from Tesla showing that the automaker has over 1,550 employees who are affected by COVID-19 cases. Now, affected doesn't necessarily mean that they have tested positive, but Tesla appears to classify the affected workers as those who have been exposed to other workers who are confirmed to have the virus. So far, more than 130 Tesla workers have tested positive, with more test results pending, and a dozen more contractors and temporary employees who are involved with Tesla operations have also tested positive. The data seems to indicate that most of the affected employees have been identified as such for having direct contact outside of work, though most cases are still unspecified. We reached out to Tesla's PR department for a comment before posting the story, and we haven't heard an answer. But Tesla has not responded to press inquiries in over a year. Tesla lost a case in a German court today over how the company advertises its autopilot and full self-driving, which the court judged as misleading. Last year, we reported on WebBurbs Central, which described itself as, quote, the largest and most influential nationwide and cross-border self-regulatory institution for enforcing the right to unfair competition. And they filed an injunction against Tesla in Munich. The group claimed that Tesla has been misleading consumers by calling its Level 2 assisted driving system Autopilot, and claiming that automatic driving on city streets would be coming later this year. In a press release today, the group claims to have won in a court judgment, and the following is translated from German, quote, "The Regional Court of Munich today has various Tesla advertising statements for vehicle assistance functions, such as autopilot included, full potential for autonomous driving, or until the end of the year, automatic driving in urban areas as misleading and prohibited." Now, after the judgment today, the impact on Tesla is currently unclear. Tesla stock has jumped 7% in pre-market trading this morning after rumors of a second factory in China started circulating in Chinese media. Gigafactory Shanghai has already been extremely beneficial to Tesla after less than a year in operation. And now the rumors of Tesla starting to work on a second gigafactory have started, after officials in the Liangjiang New Area have confirmed to have met with Tesla executives about accelerating projects. Other than this, at this point, details are scarce. A Porsche owner was reunited with his stolen car thanks to the help of a Tesla owner with Tesla Sentry Mode. Sentry Mode is an integrated surveillance system inside Tesla's vehicles using the autopilot cameras around the car. The system detects when there is a threat, which basically consists of anyone or anything approaching the car, and then it starts recording. This week, after a Porsche Carrera 2 was stolen near Valencia, Spain, the car was parked next to a Tesla Model 3 with Sentry Mode activated, and the owner shared the video with a Porsche owner. A family member, Jose Saez Marino, put it on social media and asked for any information if they recognized the suspects or the car. Less than 24 hours later, he reported that he was contacted by someone who had spotted the rare car. The thieves abandoned the vehicle for unknown reason, and it was returned to the owner in one piece. The production version of the BMW iX3 was unveiled today. The all-electric SUV, unfortunately, isn't coming to the United States, but the company is still trumpeting the car as beginning its next major EV campaign. The iX3 is the first of 13 pure EVs that BMW is expected to introduce by the year 2023. Sales of the iX3 in America were nixed by U.S. BMW dealers, who thought the range from its 74 kWh battery pack would not be enough for buyers within the U.S. BMW confirmed the specs of the iX3, an 80 kWh battery pack with 74 kWh being usable, offering a range of 460 kilometers or 286 miles using the generous WLTP testing numbers. This will likely translate to around 200 miles in real-world driving. It features a 210 kilowatt electric motor and can accelerate from 0 to 100 kilometers, or 62 miles, in 6.8 seconds. Also, DC fast charging goes up to 150 kilowatts. The vehicle is BMW's first pure EV in 7 years. The first driving reviews of the all-electric Polestar 2 have been streaming in from Europe. The Polestar 2 is the first sporty, long-range, luxury-oriented EV sedan, not an SUV, that will be stacked up against the Tesla Model 3. Now, whether or not you agree with that comparison, European reviewers couldn't resist. Wired UK started by explaining that the Polestar's price starts a few thousand dollars higher than the Model 3, and they believe it's worth it. Quote, "What sets the Polestar 2 apart is its sophistication. It is more pleasant to drive than the Model 3, less savage and simpler in a good way." Now, meanwhile, the Telegraph explains that the Polestar 2 is more conventional than Tesla in terms of construction. The UK Sunday Times called the Polestar, quote, "the best of everything." Its review praised the performance, handling, safety, usability, and technology. Now, like most reviews, there was a lot to talk about in the benefits of the native Android digital platform. Quote, "It really feels like a quality package. It may not be a Tesla killer, but it is a fabulous alternative to the Model 3 that draws on decades of Volvo's car-making know-how." Now, each of these publications did indeed list drawbacks, but Autocar was not so eager to cede EV leadership to the Polestar 2. Above all else, the UK car site was sort of ambivalent. When the website asks if the Polestar 2 is a driver's car or a legitimate Tesla rival, the reviewer waffled and said, quote, "It is, and yet it isn't." The best compliment that they could muster for the Polestar 2 is its availability to, quote, "evade definition 24 hours after your first drive in it." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, McDonald's has completed construction of a restaurant at Walt Disney World, Florida, that will create enough green energy to cover 100% of its energy needs on a net annual basis. It features a solar panel roof, photovoltaic glass panels, and solar parking lot lights. It also has an automated energy system and passive ventilation dining room that circulates air and regulates temperature. The restaurant is now open for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery service with social distancing measures in place. The UK's National Grid and Denmark's EnergyNet has begun work on the world's longest subsea power cable. The 2 billion euro Viking Link project, a 475-mile cable, is being built in Lincolnshire. It will run between the UK and Denmark in order to share green energy between the two countries. The City of Houston has issued a request for information for a community-wide strategy for publicly accessible electric vehicle support equipment and city-owned fleets. Houston recently released a climate action plan, and this request for electric vehicles is the first key step of that plan. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the Xiaomi-backed company Ninebot has a new electric moped joining its C family of electric mopeds launched last year. The latest new model is the Ninebot C30, and it's ushering in a new era of ultra-budget electric mopeds. The new C30 is priced at just 3,599 Chinese yuan, or $514. For legal reasons, the moped has a speed limit of 25 kilometers, or 15 miles per hour. The battery is apparently large enough for around 35 kilometers, or 22 miles of range. It's removable for charging indoors. While the Ninebot C30 was only launched a few days ago for the Chinese market, many new Chinese e-mobility products have found their way quickly to the United States and Europe. A new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Aerial Rider D-Class. Sold as an electric bike, the vehicle has the frame of a mini bike, speed of a moped, and pedaling functionality of a bicycle. The dual-motor D-Class was found to be ridiculously powerful, fast, and a fun e-bike that is designed for pleasure cruising with room for two. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.